He likes business monopolies. I like church monopolies. I think God's word should have a monopoly everywhere it goes. I think it should spread out, and the most visible, the most beautiful, the most powerful influence in every country should be the Advent message. God gave us a monopoly there. Then I went to Venezuela. The union invited me to come over. The local mayor of the town, the governor's office, the president sent his personal secretary to come to our meeting. And we started the work there, and we're the only ones offering free medical care throughout the interior, and we're adding two more airplanes this year to the little airplane that's been flying nearly 1,000 hours a year down there. Nobody else is doing it. It's a monopoly. And everywhere we go, we have a school of Bible workers. They train for 6 months, go out, come back, train for another 6 months, and then they go out and move into an Indian village, and they're permanently changing the entire face. The whole way that things have worked for 400 years are totally different now, just because there's a little airplane that can come and go, move supplies, bring food, bring medicine, pick up patients. The power of technology multiplies the impact. And then now we, on national coverage, national television network is growing, but we have national cable coverage throughout all of Venezuela, the entire country of Bolivia. In Peru, we just acquired 30 television station licenses. 30 of the cities, biggest cities in Peru. Right now, as we meet, people are watching it everywhere, jungle villages, cities, massive cities. And Spanish is not the only network. Brazil. You know, Brazil's an empire. When you say North America, which country do you think of? You think of Canada immediately, right? Well, I'm from North America. Oh, you're a Canadian. Or you're Mexican, right? Isn't Mexico North America? Yeah. They're called Estados Unidos Mexicanos, United States of Mexico, you know, Mexican United States. So when you say, I'm from the United States, do they say, oh, you're from Mexico? No. North America is thought of as being United States. And when you go to Brazil and you say, South America, which country do you think of? Brazil. Brazil is South America, you know that. It has the biggest chunk of land. It is the most powerful, it is an empire. And they don't take it easily to be number two to anybody. And to reach that many people, how does that work? Well, God sent a pastor to me. We were doing a Mark Finley live satellite event out of Venezuela, and this pastor touched me and said on my shoulder, and he said, I'm an evangelical pastor. I came up all the way from Brazil to see you, and I have the signatures of 300 pastors that want to see your Spanish station in Portuguese. Could you come with me to Brazil? Oh, shoot. I wasn't even... No. We can barely stay above water with the Spanish station. How are we supposed to think of Portuguese? But doesn't God provide the opportunities? The Spirit of Prophecy says, God doesn't give success, He gives opportunities. Success depends on how we utilize them. So would the devil send somebody to open up the door in Brazil for the church? No, it has to be God. And if it's God, it comes with guaranteed resources. So we went. I went down, I prayed with my wife, and I went, accompanied him. Sure enough, I felt like David going to face Goliath. God, you can do this to me again. I just signed $1.5 million thing and you just paid for it. Now you're going to stick me in another hole again? That's what happened. Here's a $1 million station. It reaches 5 million people in Belo Horizonte, the third largest city in Brazil. Please. And it has the license to be repeated nationwide. If you love Brazil, please buy that station. Lord, why do you do this to me all the time? Can't you leave me in my comfort? I just took the biggest risk in the world. I know you paid $1.5 million, but can't you just leave me alone now and just let me manage what you give me? No, David, time is too short. So I signed a document. I said, well, you know, there's no harm in signing. They give me 10 days to pay $150,000. If I don't get the $150,000, that's God's problem. I don't buy the station. But you know, God's not going to come down with a pen and sign. He already did that with his finger. He did it once, and that's all he needs to do. That Ten Commandments are for eternity, and it's on stone, that's it. But he doesn't come down and sign those contracts himself. He expects you to do that. So I signed. I signed that document, promising to pay $150,000 in this here and so on. They called me the day before. David,